Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Mistakes Were Made podcast. This is episode number 8, 9?
I think it's 9.
12?
I can check.
Hold 50. On. I'm your host, Matt, also known as Spoons. And beside me here...
This would be 8.
We have the usual Mr. Fact Checker, Bags.
Yes.
Chris Bags.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's been another minute.
It's been a minute. You know, holidays, and I've been a little busy.
Yeah, you know, with
life
fault.
And stuff.
It's your fault.
Why is it my fault?
I don't know.
Because I enjoy my time.
I just like to point fingers.
Okay.
I just like to, subconsciously say it's not my fault.
Yeah.
Even though it might be, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just fine. Like to put the blame elsewhere. Right. I'm just chicken quesadilla.
Okay, hey, you got it out of your system. I had a piece of paper next to the recording studio here, and it says my order for a Mexican restaurant from a while ago, and somehow for some reason it's still here. So it's got a chicken quesadilla on there. What else has got?
Two beef fajitas.
Two beef fajitas.
One no beans.
Yes, because I do not like my beans.
You're a monster.
I don't like beans that much.
You are a monster.
And they get all like the juices get all with the rice, and it's makes the rice soggy.
But you're eating like fajitas,
they put so much.
So like the rice is separate from everything else.
No, they put the rice and the beans in one thing.
Oh.
And so it's literally half beans, half rice. Yeah, so when I'm going to get the rice is all, it's all dark and like
I get it.
Mushy.
I get it.
So I'm like, I don't want that.
But it's takeout. I'm sure if you had it in shop, it would be okay.
I don't get the beans when I'm there.
You're just like, no beans.
I don't like it near my rice.
If I find one bean in this rice, I will burn the house down.
Yeah, it just ruins it.
Okay. I mean, I see. I get it. I get your angle. But I like beans.
All right. Well, that's settled. We'll see you next time, folks. So, you know, that...
I think our last episode was about a month ago.
It was
the holidays and stuff. It was
early December because
no, it wasn't.
Yes, it was because the game awards were December. 6th.
It was November. It was end November.
Was it?
Yeah.
Were we? Oh wait, did we?
November 23rd.
Oh well.
Pocket Cast.
Shit.
Prove no wrong.
The only person that uses it.
Other people use it, but that's not why we're here.
We were looking at the stats for our episode.
We made two cents
so far. Thank you, guys. As you might notice, there are like some sponsorship things that are on the podcast. Basically, Anchor, the platform we use to record and distribute, like has this new sponsorship thing where you can record a little script for your podcast and like
you can make
place
2 cents
it
every 7 years.
And every time people listen to it, you make 2 cents. Not every time.
I'll give you my 2 cents on beans and how you should eat them.
You won't give me your 2 cents. They'll give us their 2 cents because that's how this works. Because we're going full time.
That'd be nice.
We
have to do more than an episode a month.
We have to do about, if we're making 2 cents an episode.
Well, I think.
We probably have to do like 300 a day.
In the next month or so, when everything you got going on gets like sorted out, we'll have more time to do. I wouldn't say every week, but what did we say? Twice a month when we first started this?
10 times a month.
No, we said twice a month.
Yeah.
I think the goal is to get back to doing that. I mean, that's
now it's like once a month.
Yeah.
If that.
But I mean, yeah. It's like weekends are tough.
Yeah.
Weekdays are tough just because of everything else that's going on, but
yeah. But we'll get it.
I think it'll sort itself out. I'd be open to even doing it on Skype if we could just get episodes.
We don't
out.
Need to because Anchor lets you add people to record at the same time.
Oh, that's cool. So far,
I've told you this many times before.
If I'm home and on this, like we could just be like,
yeah, you might have to use the app to do it, but
like the phone app,
you might have. I don't know if it supports it on the website.
We could test it out because I was gonna say at the end of the show, but I want to start a podcast.
What?
And there's an episode I told you.
You're leaving me?
No, like another podcast.
Yeah, I know.
And there's an episode I want you to be on, and I want us to find the time to do it, but that might make it easier.
Yeah.
We'll see.
All right. So, you know, Christmas and all that stuff happened. there's been, you know, some stuff in the news and all that jazz that we can we're going to discuss in this episode. But
if you care about our opinions,
yes, if you do, and
I don't blame if you turn it off because of his blasphemy about beans.
Well, if that's the case, they're already gone. they've already left in the first 2 minutes. But if you're still with us here, 5 minutes in, I applaud you for also hating beans. I appreciate it. Right?
We're good for your heart.
We're building an army here. You know what else is good for your heart?
The no beans.
Delicious army. Rice. That's what.
No, rice is not good for you, actually.
What kind of rice?
Brown rice is good for you. White rice is not good for you.
What about orange rice? Because that's the ones what they serve.
I don't think it's called it's like orange Mexican rice. Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I bet that's not. You know what? I'm not gonna. I don't know.
It's got peas in it.
That's fried rice. Maybe. I don't know. No, I haven't gone to this particular restaurant in like ever.
So. Well, maybe you should. Maybe you should up your game. Maybe you should realize that beans are bad.
I get them every time at Chipotle.
Chipotle's closing down.
No, they're not.
I know. All right. So let's get into some topics. First up here, games that are coming out in 2019. And kind of what we're thinking about them, you know? What are we thinking about these games that are coming out next year? Because the year's wrapping up.
Yeah, you have to look them up because you don't know them off the top of your head.
I just want to get a list here. Gears Pop and Gears, the computer one. That's like the...
Oh, the RTS?
The RTS,
I'm not going to play that.
I'll play it. Like it's got RTS, story elements in it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Is it free?
No, I don't know. Probably not.
If it's free, it's
careful with that paper there.
I know.
Because it makes the noise on the mic.
Chicken quesadilla. Yeah, just kidding.
All right, so we got Anthem supposed to come out next year.
Yeah.
Which I did play the alpha for, and that's all I can say.
Oh, yeah.
It's under NDA. Right. Shadows Die Twice is that game that...
Sekiro. Is that a PS4 exclusive?
It might be, but people thought it was going to be the next Bloodborne.
Not what I'm thinking of.
Resident Evil 2 Remake. A lot of people excited for that. Yeah. The Division 2 comes out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very excited for that.
Yeah, I'll play that.
If it depends when these games come out. Because I will... like if the Division 2 is out, but then like Gears comes out right next to it, I'm going to only play Gears probably. Like it depends when they're out. Like, that's what happened with a lot of games this year. Like, nothing during the summer, and then all of a sudden, all these games come out, and like, oh, shit.
Open the floodgates.
I want to play all of them, but I can't, like, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but we'll see. I'm excited for the Division 2. And people want them to add a BR, which I hope they do. All they have to do is make a bigger Dark Zone.
Yeah, I mean, they had, like, the survival mode that was really cool.
Yeah, that was cool. I hope they have that, too, as well. I think that's one to look for.
Yeah.
Devil May Cry 5. Yeah. Never played.
Not my style.
DMC.
Neither is Metro Exodus.
Metro intrigues me. Although this got delayed. I don't know if it's coming out next year, actually.
Kingdom Hearts 3.
Or maybe just later next year. Kingdom Hearts 3. Never played Kingdom Hearts.
I played the first one. I never
got the other 12, too. Yeah.
Kingdom Hearts 1 half.
1 and a half, like Lion King.
I hope we're not insulting huge Kingdom Hearts fans, but... people love that game, man.
I know.
They're like ape shit over it.
Kingdom Hearts 3 has been rumored forever. Or not rumored, but like...
The news outlets I listen to the most say it's like an up-resed PS2 game.
Oh, really? I guess
in the style of gameplay and how it is. But, you know, I mean, it is what it is. People who like the game are going to like it. People who don't play it aren't going to play it. Like, I'm not going to play it.
Yeah, I'm not going to play it either. But I hope it's good for those that like it.
Me too. They've been waiting a long time.
We got Rage 2. Never played the first Rage.
It looks cool.
People like the first Rage. I just don't think it has. It didn't have like it didn't have a huge community because like it just wasn't like super popular. But everyone that I talked to about the first Rage liked it.
Yeah.
And then they're really excited for Rage 2 because it just looks like a better version of the first one.
Uh-huh.
It's just some sort of crazy-ass game. Crackdown 3 is finally coming out in February,
I'm not going to play that either.
I'll keep an eye on it.
I never played the other two.
Me neither.
The game just doesn't...
Terry Crews is in it.
Yeah, I
know. If you're not... By the way, I started watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Good, it's a good show.
It is hilarious.
Yeah, I know.
That show is so good. So good. Mm-hmm. So
I've been
funny.
Telling you for a while.
Nah, I've been telling you to watch Psych.
Yeah,
season of Scrubs.
But Brooklyn... No, not now. But Brooklyn Nine-Nine has been out. It's ongoing. Psych is over. You need.
Yeah, fresh well, Brooklyn Nine-Nine almost ended.
Yeah, but that's what not if Brooklyn it did Nine-Nine's end, fault.
Neither was Psych ending.
Psych just ended. That's what
they, yeah. It was they, 8 seasons.
They decided.
Stop making noises. The mic is going to pick it up. They probably can. You're just rubbing stuff and you're picking up paper. You're going to take out a bag of chips next and just start.
$20. My phone goes off. And
oh, probably.
Like, there's only like 5 people who can call me right now that it would go off for. Guarantee yeah. One of them.
Oh, well, you have 5 people who can call you.
Like if it goes on silent.
Oh,
like, gotcha. It'll go off on
silent. Oh, special silent. People.
Yeah, I mean you're one of them. If you call me, it'll go off. But you want to edit it?
I will not call you. Yeah. I don't know if we can edit it on this.
Yeah, so.
Don't mess up. All right, Star Wars. Jedi Fallen. No. Is the next Star Wars game. Skull and Bones coming out, which is like the.
It's a ship gameplay.
Yeah, right? It's like ship combat. It's kind of. It looks neat. I don't know if I'll get it, though, just because I'm not like super into like ship combat that much.
Yeah, like, I didn't those, like it. Like
even just like battleship games.
Like Assassin's Creed, Black Flag. Yeah, that was my least favorite part of the game.
Like the only reason I deal with it in Sea of Thieves is because it's so simple. That's like,
yeah.
It's like not so focused, obviously, on the ship stuff.
Days Gone. I think I'm going to give Days Gone a look just because of Sony's exclusive track record.
Yes.
That's why.
I'll give it a look as well.
I don't know if I'll buy it.
It also matters if The Last of Us Part 2 comes out close to this.
Is it even scheduled for 10?
No one knows. There's no date, I don't think.
Yeah.
So if Days Gone, I don't think Sony would do that. I honestly think Days Gone will come out.
I honestly think
Last of Us Part 2 will be 2020.
I think Last of Us Part 2 is PS5. I think it's going to get
Be on PS4.
I think
too.
It's going to get a dual release, like Breath of the Wild or Twilight Princess, like a type deal like that.
Going to sell consoles.
Yeah.
Hopefully it doesn't disappoint. Trials Rising.
We don't have to go through every one of these. Like
everyone.
I'm not playing Trials Rising.
Wolfenstein Youngblood.
I'll probably play that.
That's the co-op one. I'm looking forward to that. I've enjoyed all the new modern Wolfensteins. They've been awesome.
Gears 5, obviously.
Gears 5, baby. Anyway. Code Vein. This might be out, but this was kind of like a Dark Souls, but like sort of Asian-y. Kind of like Neo, if you know what Neo is. That's what it kind of looked like from what I remember. The new Doom game.
I might.
Doom Eternal.
Dude, I played the first Doom. I know you didn't really like it.
Right? I wasn't that into it, but like I didn't hate it. Like
it's fun. It's still, just a mindless shooter. Like
it's you can still follow. Keep me interested.
There's story in Doom that you can follow, but if you don't want to, you can just run around and kill demons.
Yeah.
Jump Force, I think, is going to be a dumpster fire.
Think so?
I don't think it's going
to
be a
game. Any game that tries to be Super Smash Brothers fails.
And like,
I know,
but it's not
Smash. I know, but I'm saying like as far as like bringing all these characters
like,
from different
like a mascot fighter.
Like PlayStation All-Stars.
I just don't think it's going to be good.
Like Brawlhalla. I mean, like those games are smaller, but like they try to do that too. And it's like Smash just does it the best.
Yeah.
So it's we'll see. This might have like the anime community. Maybe that's like, you know, who they're going for.
Like, I like all three of those characters right there. It's Goku, Luffy, and Naruto.
Yeah.
I like all three of those animes, but I have no interest in playing this game. I just don't think it's going to be good. It's not going to be optimized. It's
also just as, like, Asian-y as Super Smash, right?
I'd say even more, but.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like.
Like, what? Yeah. People, we can talk about that later.
Yeah.
But I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Sea of Solitude, you know what this is?
No.
There was a trailer for this at E3. It kind of looked interesting. It was just like a little sort of indie game.
Shenmue 3.
Or New Ori?
Yeah, that's super. Okay.
Will of the Wisps.
Yeah, I never beat the first one.
You know what? I had it for a little bit. Let's see. Anything else here that looks...
Yoshi's Crafted World, I'm kind of excited for.
Where the hell is that?
Right. Nope. Next to Fire Emblem.
Oh, saying there's no picture.
Yeah, there's no picture. I'm not convinced that could get pushed.
That's the Yarn one?
No, that's Yarn Yoshi.
Oh.
This is, I guess, the spiritual successor. I don't think it's a direct sequel, but I haven't played a Yoshi game since, like, fucking Yoshi's Story. So I'm kind of excited for that. I won't get it day one, but I'll see how it goes.
Team Sonic Racing.
I might. I like those games.
I'm kind of surprised to know them coming out.
That's Cuphead DLC. Cuphead the Delicious Last Course. Yeah. That's Cuphead DLC. I still want to beat that game. I have to get back to it.
Got to co-op it, man.
But you can't do it online. You can't co-op online. Oh, we have to do it here.
You're right. I forgot you couldn't do it online. That's bullshit.
I know.
Session. I remember them showing the trailer for this. It's a skating game. People thought it was Skate 4 or whatever. It's not. It's Session at the end. Yeah. I was like, I don't even think that's a Tony Hawk game, right? What?
That's not even a Tony Hawk game. It's just a skating game.
Yeah, Yeah. It's just like its own thing, I guess. The Surge 2. I played the first Surge a little bit. It's like Dark Souls with sci-fi.
Yeah.
It was a pain in the ass, and I got mad and stopped playing. let's see. Biomutant. Remember that game with the little raccoon guy running around?
Yes, I do.
That kind of intrigues me. I'll keep an eye on that one.
Yeah.
Seems interesting. Like an RPG.
Yeah.
Digimon Survive?
Don't know.
Toe Jam and Earl? Back in...
I never played the first ones. It's not really...
Back in the groove. Doesn't
tickle my fancy, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. All right, well...
Well, that was it.
I'm sure there's more.
Yeah, there's definitely more.
It's just whatever Google pulled up here at the top. Yeah. But yeah.
What are you most excited for? I mean,
Gears 5.
Yeah, that's a dumb question.
Other than Gears, what am I most excited for? I'm honestly
Wolfenstein.
Like, I don't know if I'm excited for anything. Like super excited. I'm most interested in Anthem, most likely.
Oh, well, yeah.
Just to see. But
that's EA, right? I'm not getting that day I know. One.
It's either Anthem or The Division 2. Probably The Division 2 because I've already played the first one.
Gone.
Oh, no. Days Gone will be good. But as far as, like, I'm looking at, like, games as far as, like, what can I keep playing?
Right,
you know? And, like, it's either – probably The Division 2, actually, is what I'm most excited for. Yeah. Because I've really enjoyed the first one. And everything they added to it.
Yeah.
And if they take everything that they learn there and make The Division 2 awesome, which I think they're gonna, from what I've seen, then it's gonna be dope, man.
I hope it'd be dope.
Get it on PC, go to town, you know, stream that shit 24/7.
I thought you were Sea of Thieves only streaming.
I know.
Hashtag Sea of Thieves only.
Yeah. Sea of Thieves HQ, follow me on Twitter.
Shameless. Shameless, no beans eating, man. That's
all right. Yeah, so
yeah, no, I think it'll be a good year. I think
Days Gone is for you. That's what you're most excited
Gears
for.
5, but you know that already.
Other than Gears
5. Days Gone, I'm pretty excited for just because I really like the single player Sony games that they put out recently. So I think that's got some appeal. But the Yoshi game, honestly, if I'm not playing like a story game, I'm usually playing my Switch.
Yeah.
So.
What about Fortnite and Binding of Isaac?
I mean, I play those a lot. That's all I played yesterday. I get pissed at Binding of Isaac, though.
So, the thing with Days Gone is, like, I know Sony's had a great track record and all that stuff, but there's something about it, man, where I'm like, this is not going to go well. Like, everything I've seen is like, that's cool, but it's like, zombie game.
Look at it this way. Nobody saw God of War coming. They're like, okay, this is just God of War.
I know.
Blah, blah, blah. And then look what they did to it.
I know, but like, that God of War has a fan base already. Like, Days Gone, like, what is Days Gone going to do differently than like Stave Decay? Any other zombie game.
I know what you're saying.
But it's like, that's why. I just have a weird feeling that it's like not going to go well.
I'm not going to get it day one. But
I'll keep an eye on it for sure.
But I'm like I didn't get God of War day one. And it's like it's getting these these awesome reviews.
Bang reviews, man.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, I'll get this game. And it turned out to be, it's in my top five ever.
Yeah. Yeah,
but I see what you're saying. You know,
I want it to be good. Like, it looks interesting. It's just like,
right?
What are they gonna do to make it more interesting than the other ones in the genre?
I get that.
We'll see. You know, still a
story, man. I mean, like you could say the same thing when The Last of Us came out. It's a zombie game,
sort of.
And then the story and
sort of.
Yeah,
maybe.
Like you can.
Yeah, I know.
I do not think if Last of Us is coming out this year, it's not coming out anywhere near Days Gone, though.
Yes.
They're both zombie games. Like, they're not doing that. Days Gone will get buried.
And Red Dead Redemption 3.
Oh, no. I regret buying that game. Don't come at me with pitchforks.
I didn't buy it.
I don't like that Red Dead zombie.
Man.
When you're tired, you need more beans in your life.
So, okay, next topic here we want to talk about. So the Game Awards happened, as you guys know. And
the right game won.
The God of War won Game of the Year. But we want to talk about what was our Game of the Year for 2018 that wasn't a nominee in the Game Awards. So I'm going to pass it over to you.
I got to go first.
You tell me, what was your Game of the Year? Go ahead, think long and hard.
When we first started this, I'm like, fuck, I don't know.
You can list like top three like, and then
all
decide
I've played this year is like Spider-Man, God of War, like those games, Red Dead, those games were nominated, so they didn't count. What else did I play? And
you played the new Wolfenstein?
That was last year.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was earlier this year. No,
that was last year, bro.
Was it?
Uh-huh.
What is it, Wolfenstein 2?
Yep, because I bought it like after Christmas or before Christmas.
October 27th. Yeah. All right, well, let's see. 2018 game releases.
I already know what I'm going to say. Like, I know my answer. And I don't know how you're going to take it, but
Smash Bros. Wait, hold on. Let's see what came out.
See, I didn't play, like... I played Fighters. Okay, there's one.
Oh, shit.
What the hell is happening?
Sorry. Okay.
Let's see. He's going through the list of games.
Yeah, going through the list here. I don't know what most of these are. You didn't like Pac-Man Championship Edition 2 Plus? March had games. Detective Pikachu?
Attack on Titan 2? Oh, no, never mind. I'm thinking of Titanfall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Detective Pikachu was a...
Far Cry 5?
Detective Pikachu was a 3DS game.
Oh, okay.
People really liked Owlboy, God of War.
Frostpunk.
Nope.
Tropical Freeze.
Yeah, it's a re-release.
Conan Exiles. Oh, no. That's Horizon Chase Turbo.
You're like, Horizon Zero Dawn.
Horizon Zero Dawn.
Like, no, that was last year.
Yep.
Detroit Become Human, Dark Souls Remastered.
Let's see, June coming in on that popular
Fallout
summer months.
Lego Incredibles.
Fortnite Battle Royale.
I already know my answer.
Wait. Wolfenstein 2, New Colossus.
Yeah, that's on Switch, bro.
Switch. I told you it came out this year.
I am playing
Captain Toad, Treasure Tracker.
Nope, re-release.
Chesm. Was it a re-release? Came out on Switch 3DS.
That was on the Wii U.
Oh, it was on the Wii U. Dead Cells came out. We Happy Few, Guacamelee 2.
Shirtless and Ragnar
Person. Going Home again, The Messenger. Wasteland Dose. By the way, you can get The Messenger for free on PC.
Really?
Yeah.
How?
It's one of the Twitch games. Like, if you go on Twitch,
I'm gonna get that like yesterday.
There's seven games you can get. It's like a Devolver Digital package, and The Messenger is one of them. You just need to have the Twitch desktop app after you claim it.
Oh, I don't have that.
You just gotta download it. All right. It's like a game library.
Game's like.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be awesome.
Yep. I started it. I only played like 2 minutes just to make sure it worked. But that was it. Spider-Man.
Spider-Man doesn't count.
I know it doesn't count, but it's there. Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Forza Horizon 4. Call of Duty came out.
Oh, yeah. I did play that, but it runs like buns on my computer, so.
Diablo 3 Eternal Collection.
That's on Switch. It's a re-release.
Warframe.
You know that.
Just Cause 4, Firewatch. Oh, Firewatch came out on the Switch?
Looks like it.
That's a great game. All right, so
I didn't play a lot of games that came out this year. My pick.
Monster Hunter World.
No, I didn't play that.
That was a nominee.
It's Super Smash Brothers Ultimate.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I've been playing a shitload
of
that.
So your game
lately.
Of the year came out less than a month ago.
Like, that wasn't nominated.
Right.
My game of the year is God of War.
I'm just saying. All right.
My game of the year that wasn't nominated came out less than a month ago.
So you're telling me that you're playing that shitty-ass Super Smash Kid.
No, it's really good. It is. I think if it was released a week earlier.
It would have been in contention?
Yeah.
For game of the year? But will it be in contention next year? Is that how
that
works?
I think it can, but I think it will get so buried.
Yeah.
Because I was watching – there is actually, like – some game awards that was on TV, It was something. I don't even remember. I barely watched it. I was just flipping around. But Smash was nominated for their stuff. So I guess it depends on the criteria.
Yeah. I also think, but, like Nintendo doesn't care. Like, everyone already knows Super Smash is good.
No, yeah.
Like, and, like, it's Super Smash Brothers, you know? And it's like, you're going to hear word of mouth. You're going to know someone that's played it.
Yeah.
And, like,
I'm playing this game.
It's going to, you know, they don't care about, oh, we got an award for Game of the Year. Like,
it's already good. I'm playing this game at work. I'm playing at home. I'm playing in my bed. I'm playing on the toilet. Like, it's everywhere.
On a toilet.
Yeah.
Playing in the shower.
No, playing in the shower.
While you're sleeping. No, muscle memory.
Like, I was getting into it, too. Like, I looked up combos and stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
what a nerd.
Yeah, I'm a turbo nerd.
You got to do.
Yeah.
You got to get that online so you can play online. Although, I heard the online's
trash.
Yeah, but you should get online to play online.
I don't want to play online.
Dominate the online world.
No, like, the connections are so bad. Nintendo can't, like, get that right.
World of Light.
No, it's trash.
What isn't trash? What do you like, Squad Strike?
That is fun.
It is fun.
Played it?
Yeah, it is good. Yeah.
I have all the characters.
Yeah, I know you do. I have all of them, too.
Are you lying to me?
No. I just bring over your memory card.
He's lying to me, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen.
So, my game of the year.
Just Cause 4. Monster Boy and the Cursed Kingdom.
I'm going to close that so you still don't keep reading them. Is
Chicken Quesadilla.
Is Chicken Quesadilla. Two beefy.
Two beefy is one no beans.
Yes, exactly. It's Sea of Thieves.
Yeah, I called that when you
because
suggested this
topic. I love that game. And they've pumped out free update after free update. Also, No Man's Sky could
have
been
in
contention for that because they had the huge update. They didn't
come out
this year.
They didn't come
out this
year.
Destiny 2 Forsaken.
Yeah, I don't think that should be in the running because it's not. The game didn't come out. It's a DLC.
I agree.
My question about Sea of Thieves, though, is can you get a chicken quesadilla and two beef?
You can get chickens and you can't get any beef.
You can get cheese.
Can
you get cheese?
No.
No.
You can get bananas. That's yellow.
It's confirmed not game of the year.
Okay.
You can't get cheese.
But they've pumped out so many free updates, and they've all been awesome. And their latest one has been even better. It's like nonstop action in the game. And then they're coming out with the arena next year, which is a PvP.
Yeah.
It's not BR like at all. It's just like a PvP-oriented mode rather than like PvE. Basically just Sea of Thieves accelerated. But I'm very excited, and they're also coming out with another update next year that introduces like more lore to the game. So whether that's like cutscenes or like I don't know, other lore stuff, they really haven't said a lot about it. But I'm excited; it's gonna be cool. And yeah, it's my game.
Can you get scurvy?
Can't get scurvy. No, can't get sick. Well, you can get sick.
Yeah, I've thrown
you can
up
throw me. Up, and you can get poisoned by snakes. And venom
snake?
Balls.
They spit venom balls?
No. You can get spit on by a snake,
them.
And they have cursed cannonballs now.
Oh,
so you can load those cursed ones and shoot another crew, and then everyone on the ship gets, like, poisoned or starts throwing up.
Okay.
Or, like, it drops their anchor or raises their sails.
Drop the anchor, Mr. Schmee.
Yeah. Was that Captain
Hook?
That's
Captain Hook's first mate.
Yeah. I know who that is.
You should plug your... your Sea of Thieves podcast that you haven't done yet.
Yes, it's called The Tavern, and it will be having its first episode shortly. I recorded an entire episode, which didn't actually record. So I was very upset at that.
He spiked his phone on the ground.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he did.
I just had to buy a new one.
He's like, fuck it. I don't need the beans.
Yeah. But moving, this is actually a good transition from Sea of Thieves into another game that's had a lot of hype around
game.
It. Got a ton of hype around it, and we'll just touch on this because it's probably been beat to death. But there's a game that recently came out from Studio Wildcard. It's called Atlas, and it came out in early access. And it's the same people that make Ark Survival Evolved, same studio or something like that. I don't know if they actually like it was the same exact developers. It might have just been like the parent studio was the same or something like that. But it was supposed to be the trailer for it was like this amazing pirate game. And, like, there were big enemies and giant krakens you could fight. It looked awesome. And
I just saw the video. It's the greatest pirate I've ever seen.
So the game came out, and it was basically just Ark, where you gotta keep managing your food and, like.
That sucks in video games.
Yeah.
The food thing, water
and
thing,
it's a pirate game.
It freaking sucks.
Who wants to do that? Like, that you're not being a pirate. You're just you're just surviving. Like, it doesn't make any sense, and it's too bad. I hope they fix it.
They're not.
But they probably won't, because it's just they resold the same game pretty much.
Is Ark still in early access?
I don't know. They still have a ton of players, though. And they keep
Because Ark is not a terrible game.
Yeah.
People like it.
But people knew what they were getting into with Ark. Like, it was advertised as a survival game, like, with dinosaurs and stuff, and that's what it is. This one, like, if you look at the trailer, not a single thing in the trailer indicates that you are, like, mining shit. Like, it just looks like okay, you can get your ship, because it was advertised as an MMO. It's like, when are you harvesting and managing, like, that much stuff? Like, at no point in an MMO did I ever think I was, like, playing a survival game. Right. Where I played, like, Elder Scrolls Online.
Yeah.
Or, like, Black Desert Online I played a little bit of. Like, it's, like, different. Like, that's what people thought it would be, and it wasn't that. And, like, I'm so happy that, like, there's been an outcry. Like, this is ridiculous. I'm also kind of sad for people that, like, wanted it to be good. And, and I'm happy for the people that are enjoying it. It's just, like, I don't see how it's different from Ark. It's just bigger. That's all it is. And it's a pain in the ass. Anyway.
I don't know. It's just, like, all these early access games are all the same. It's all flooding and everything. And people are buying into them, so people keep making them. They're just garbage.
Yep. And soon enough, Atlas will have its own VR mode.
Oh, yeah, because they'll have to save the studio.
And come out with their battle pass. The Atlas
just
pass.
Just like Fortnite.
Fortnite, that's all Fortnite did, man. They're just a bunch of... It's a shitty game. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
Fortnite, they did their stuff
well.
Fortnite's
an early access still in it. I know. It's like one of the most polished games out there.
Yes, indeed. That's because it was worked on for 7 years.
Right. It's like, all right, when this game is tanking, let's try this. And it worked, and now they're bajillionaires.
Pretty much. But people are also thinking that Fortnite, this is kind of going off, but this is actually really interesting, is that Fortnite, they're thinking it's going to like what Atlas did with, like, it's a huge map, 40,000 players per server or whatever. Like, they think Fortnite, there at least some people that I was looking at, think that Fortnite's going to create a new mode, like, that's not VR and it's not Save the World, and it's just like a massive, almost like an MMO, but, like, it's all Fortnite. And, like, because they already have the foundation and they can make a shitload of money, because there's, like, a gap in the market right now for, like,
an MMO.
Everyone's trying to look for the next big MMO. And, like, you know, everyone's always obviously, like, latching on to World of Warcraft as, like, the golden days of MMOs and things like that. And, like, every new one that comes out, it's like, oh, could it be good? And there's, like, a letdown. And people think that Epic Games is in the perfect position to do that because they have the resources and, you know, the money. They have the player base already that would try it out. And all they have to do is, like, release, like, a $30 expansion or, like, MMO, like, different thing. It's Fortnite.
How much is Save the World?
It was recently 50% off. It might be, like, $15, something like that. Right. I think it was normally 30, maybe.
Okay.
I don't really remember because I bought one of the higher packages for it because I really enjoyed it. And, but yeah, I don't know. We'll see. But I would play the shit out of that. I think the Fortnite, like, engine, or, you know, Unreal Engine, like, it just feels so smooth and, like, everything's nice. And they did a really good job with, like, the mechanics and all that shit. So we'll see.
Though. Yeah. You know, they did it right. Yeah. And I think they got lucky with the thing, with the VR, but
they're going to take over the world though.
Yeah. That's good for them.
Anyway, so going after that, speaking about the world, let's talk about the universe, also known as the Spider-Verse. And there was a movie that came out recently. What was it? What's the official name? Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've seen it twice.
Yes, and I've seen it once. And let me know your thoughts.
I really, really like it, like, a lot.
Well, I disagree.
Okay.
No, go ahead.
It does the multiverse right, because I've read the Spider-Verse comic. There are a lot of different Spider-Man in the comic book, at least in the issues I read. And it gets a lot more complicated there. Like, there's one where Dr. Octopus is in, like, Peter Parker's body. Like, he transfers his consciousness into that. Yeah. So it gets, like, fishy. But I think the way they did it here, introducing Miles Morales the way they did, it worked out really well.
Yeah.
I like all the I think the voice acting is really good because I just like those actors.
Yeah.
The movie's not crazy long. Like, it doesn't – there's no lulls in the movie. It, like, keeps you entertained the entire time.
Yeah.
Which is cool. Agreed. And, I mean, I have a soft spot for Spider-Man. Like, he's my guy.
He's a guy there?
Yeah, like, he's my favorite superhero. Yeah. So – I really like the way Miles did it. And spoilers for never mind. I can't say it because you haven't beaten the game. Miles is in. You know Miles is in the game. He's in the game. So they're starting to bring him into
the universe.
Into different stuff.
Which people have wanted for a while.
Yeah, I mean the hardcore fans have. It's like the moviegoers aren't gonna know who Miles Morales is.
Right.
You know, but it's cool. It's a really good movie. I recommend going to see it. If you go, stay till the very end of the credits. Spider-Man, I won't say it, but
they all die.
But there is an after credits scene. There always is with these movies. But they're setting it up for more, like a series. And, yeah. I mean, it's like Sony finally made a good Spider-Man movie on its own. So.
And I think. I also really enjoyed it, and it might even be like my favorite Spider-Man thing like that I've ever experienced. Like, I don't know, like it just, everything about it was really well done.
The humor, animation style
like,
was really
good. The animation style was awesome. I really like Miles. I was actually watching like an interview with like Stan Lee. Mm-hmm. Before he passed, obviously, because it wouldn't be after. He was talking about like Spider-Man and how when he created Spider-Man, like he looked at like people like Superman and Batman and things like that. Not knocking those guys, but he was just saying like if you see them, you see like, you know, you can clearly see who Superman is, and you can clearly see like Batman, you know, a part of Batman. Like. Kids reading that might not identify them if they don't look like them.
Uh-huh.
Right. So like he was like, that's why I gave Spider-Man like the full mask and everything. Cause he's like, anyone can wear the mask, like anyone, you know? And so I guess that's why like it's so cool. Like in Spider-Verse, because you know, even though they all look different, literally like they're all
like a kid.
Right. Yeah.
He was just a kid.
Yeah, exactly. But like when he's swinging with like Peter and stuff like that, like,
all different.
Just like it's just like cool that's how he thought of it, and it really like shows in the movie, even though like Spider-Noir obviously looks really different, but they're all behind a mask, like you don't know what they look like except for Penny Parker.
Spider-Ham
is exactly like, and he's a pig allegedly. He might not be a pig, he's behind the mask.
Talking about his mask in the comics, there's a he gives a reason to why he wears a mask.
Yeah,
and do you know what that is?
To hide his identity.
Well, that's one of them. Besides that,
wait, Spider-Man gives a reason that he wears a mask. Mm-hmm.
Enemies can't see when he's afraid.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But, I really liked the movie. I'd go see it. I'd see it a third time.
Yeah, I thought it was really good. I hope that, like, they do those type of movies more for, like, those characters that, like, don't have, like, an actor associated with them. Like you know what I mean? Like, or like just in general, like it'd be really cool if, you know, there's all these different universes of different superheroes where it's like,
well, they kind of hinted towards that kind of stuff. Like when Peter Parker, I don't know, I'll say spoilers, but I don't think it's a spoiler for Spider-Verse. But when they do his intro and he's like, I saved the city, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Like there's the scene in the restaurant where he punches the car away. And then the scene where he kisses Mary Jane upside down, people thought, is this the Tobey Maguire universe he's Spider-Man? And the directors or producers, somebody said it's not him directly, but they took elements from like Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man and Peter Parker's Tobey Maguire Spider-Man to like make him. Early on, they almost got Tobey Maguire to do the voice of Peter Parker.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I don't know if you noticed. Never mind. That'll give a big spoiler away.
Why don't you say it in a code way? Can you say it in like?
This isn't
spoiler.
Yeah, there's multiple Peter Parkers in the movie.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh yeah, we knew that. Yeah.
They're different voice actors. Like, uh-huh. The first Peter Parker you see is a different one than the second one you see.
Oh, really?
I don't know if you noticed that.
I probably did, but it just didn't make
deal. One is Chris Pine.
Oh, okay.
And then the other one that's with you most of the movie.
Yes, yes.
He is a different actor. I forget his name. But he's in New Girl.
That's Piss Krine.
No, that's not his name.
No, okay.
But yeah, so I didn't notice that stuff until I saw the movie.
Yeah.
Because the way they cut the trailer, it's like different.
Well, the first one, like, you don't hear a ton of.
No, but it's because
he's not with Miles.
It's enough it was enough for me to notice because they did a scene in one of the trailers. It's the same scene in the movie, but they switched the voices.
Oh, okay.
So,
Wait, the one in the snow?
No, the one where he's fighting the goblin in the trailer.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, they switched the voices, so I didn't realize that when I first saw it. But also another tidbit, do you know in Homecoming Donald Glover's character?
Yes,
he's.
I know.
He's Miles' uncle.
Yeah, I know.
Anyone goes, I got a nephew that live here.
Yeah,
he's talking about Miles.
Yeah, I know. Donald Glover didn't do the voice of the uncle in the movie.
No, he didn't. Yeah. It was very different, like, characters. But yeah,
very different, yeah.
What's his name? Aaron something?
Or Aaron...
It's not Morales. Cause
Aaron Burr.
But he becomes the Prowler?
Yeah.
Like, in the comics?
Miles Morales.
And I don't know why Miles takes his mom's name.
I don't know.
Aaron Davis, So, I mean, they mentioned Miles Morales, like, offhand.
Yeah, in the Homecoming. But I don't know if he'll ever be in this actual Spider-Man movie, you know? Like, I don't think they're gonna do anything where it's like Tom Holland isn't the main Spider-Man, you know?
No, they might have him.
They might have him in the movie, just not as Spider-Man, though. I don't think he'll ever, like, be Spider-Man.
Again, you need to beat the freaking video game so we can...
All right, calm down,
But, yeah, no, I thought it was really good. It was a very good way to introduce Miles Morales and even the other characters.
Yeah.
I still don't think these are spoilers. You mentioned Spider-Noir, Peter... Spider-Ham, Penny Parker. Spider-Gwen is in the movie.
Yeah.
She's becoming a more and more popular character. Just Gwen Stacy.
And her neck was intact.
Oh, God. Yeah. But she's like, there's comics with Gwenpool. Like, there's universes where she's Deadpool.
Yeah.
And Spider-Gwen and all that. So it was a really nice way to introduce those characters to people that might not know who they are.
Yeah.
I mean, when I saw it the first time, too, there was this little kid sitting on his dad's lap watching the movie. And he was just so excited to see
it.
He had Spider-Man shoes on, jacket on, hat on, like, in the Spider-Man.
You should have started talking on your phone during the movie.
Oh, yeah. That would have beat the crap out of
Yeah.
But it's really good.
And that's another thing, too, is, like, the movie is, like, so entertaining for kids. Like, more than Homecoming.
I think
just because it's like, so much is going on. Yeah, it's a cartoon, you know. Like,
Can we talk for a second about the Kingpin's body?
Oh, yeah.
He's so awkward looking.
And it's weird because, like, I understand from, like, an animation point of view, like, how, like, the bodies aren't always going to look the same in every shot, but some shots it was massive, and other shots it was like a little smaller, and it was just like
there's parts where I'm like, how did you even get into this room?
Yeah,
like, how huge.
Exactly. I just want to look up a picture of him. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Like, that's his back.
Yeah, that's his back there. There's his face. Let's try, like, Kingpin, maybe. Basically it.
He's so big.
He's ridiculous.
He has no powers. He's just huge, so he's super strong. That's like...
That's the guy who does his voice?
Yeah, Liev Schreiber.
Oh, wow. Yeah, ridiculous looking. ridiculous. You know, part of me kind of wishes they would make a game that was in that art style.
Yeah, you I know? Think they did the old. There was an Ultimate Spider. I forget a game. There was a game on like PS2 or GameCube or something that was kind of like that.
Oh yeah,
but you didn't play as Miles. Obviously, you played as Peter Parker. But,
yeah,
but I really they made it like a comic book. Yeah. It's like a legit comic book movie, and it's awesome.
Now
it's really good.
Hear me out. Oh, we can only record for an hour max. It says
so. Okay, we got 15 yeah. minutes.
So hear me out before we get into our last topic here. What if there was like a fighting game where you can only choose like all the different types of Spider-Men and women in the universe.
I mean, I would play it. I don't think it'd get made ever.
But. Yeah, I don't think it'd get made either, but I think it could be cool. Or just like the Spider-Man game that just came out, but you can just switch to like different people. So yeah. You know how like in Grand Theft Auto 5, it had like three main characters.
Yeah.
So you could like switch to like see what, I mean, it would never get done because it'd be such a chore to do something like that.
So,
but if you could just choose,
you have to beat the game. You have to.
Okay, all right. But if you could choose like Gwen Stacy, Peter Parker, yeah. or like Penny Parker, or some, or like Spider Noir, and like it would just be three different universes you could play the game yeah. in. You know, it'd be cool.
We could pick that conversation up at another time. Things happen. Like
All right.
You don't do that. In the current game. Right. But it could... I'm not saying it couldn't
happen. Maybe it's in the DLC. All right. I won't say... Okay, we're done. We'll move on to the next topic here.
I'm assuming you know
Just beat the game.
I did beat it. You're the one who didn't beat it. Like, you don't know any of the after credits or nothing, do you?
No.
Oh, my God.
I don't know any of it.
How far are you in the game?
I don't know.
Just beat it, man.
Little bit after you kind of get with Mr. Negative.
You have a lot of the game left.
I think I do.
Oh, my God. The game is so good. All
right. Calm down.
Stop playing Sea of Thieves for like 2 days and beat the game.
No.
Fine. Whatever.
I don't have time.
Yes, you do.
All right. Last topic.
We need to talk more about Smash Brothers, but we talked about it before.
We did talk about Smash, but it's great. If you haven't tried Super Smash, this is probably the best one that's ever come out.
Yeah.
I think that... having so many characters is awesome, and I can't wait to see what their
one of the knocks on it, besides like World of Light being really long and tedious, was people were upset you had to unlock all the characters.
Yeah,
it's like because a lot of people day one bought this game and had parties like to play it.
Yeah,
and
like, I think like, it's cool though.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah,
because it's like okay, this is like how games used to be.
Yeah,
But people are like, oh, like I main like Rob the Robot or Young Link, and you don't know when you're going to unlock them unless you look up a guide.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, you have to play Yoshi or Kirby the first like 4 hours if you're at a party until your character gets unlocked, you know?
Yeah.
So people.
And there was a case to be made. I don't know if you listen to the podcast that we listened to, one of the episodes, but it was like, what they could have done is when the game launched, like have like 5 or 10 like unlock tokens or something. Yeah. And then you could just choose like 5 characters right from the get go. And then the rest you have to unlock the way they want. So at least you can unlock your main character or even just like 1 token that you can unlock your person that you want.
Which I think for the party standpoint, excuse me, that would work. But
yeah. I don't really care. I think it's awesome.
You can unlock them in 2 hours if you wanted to, like all of them. But
because we've already had like conversations with like other people that have the game and like who did you get unlocked?
Yeah, like, it's like who do you have?
Yeah, who you've been like liking? Yeah, or, like I miss those conversations. That's what we used to have, except it was different because it'd be like, hey, bring over your memory card or whatever, or your game, and then like then we could play as the characters you have or whatever.
But it's fun. It's really good. I said, it's my game of the year that wasn't nominated.
Yeah.
I've been playing a lot of it. I've had the itch to play it, and I haven't had the itch to play a game. Very few this year have done that to me.
Yeah.
So that
you don't get itchy often?
No. But it's definitely worth it. It's worth a Switch. Our buddy got a Switch just for Smash.
Yeah.
But he really likes Smash. This is the second console he's bought.
I think a lot of people probably bought a Switch just for Smash.
Probably.
But, I mean, most people also bought it just for Zelda. because it came out. That's when Switch, like I did. Like I would.
I mean, but Zelda, I bought that. That's like buying it day one.
Oh, I know. I'm saying bought it Zelda when, wasn't there.
I probably wouldn't have gotten it day one.
Yeah, same. But Zelda was an amazing game too. And I told him he's got to play that.
I might have the cartridge.
I think I have it as well somewhere.
But I kind of want to. Yeah. I've been harping on you because of Spider-Man this whole time, but I haven't beat Zelda yet.
I haven't beat it either.
So
all I need to do is face Ganon.
Yeah, me too.
And that's it. I've already done like most of everything else. So.
Yeah.
But, I just haven't done it.
But yeah, Switch is definitely worth it. Smash, like,
yeah,
on its own makes it worth it. And that's, like, I would say the third or fourth best game on the platform.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I'd say sure. Odyssey and Zelda are above it. I'd say it's three.
You think Mario Odyssey is above Smash? Me, I like Mario Odyssey personally, a lot.
I don't, but I think the consensus is
that it is.
Yeah.
Interesting. What about Mario Kart? I mean, it's not a Switch exclusive. Mario Kart's
a port. It's really good. Don't get me wrong, but I just think Smash is better. I just really like the way it controls. And like
Mario Kart's fourth, you say?
Yeah, probably. Zelda's, I mean, unless you're talking like for me, if you're talking about my list, it would be Zelda, Smash, Odyssey, maybe some indies. Like I played a ton of Hollow Knight, so I think that's really cool. But yeah. You know, Smash is awesome. You should go get it.
Agreed.
It should have been in the Game of the Year nomination.
Yeah. Well, it came out the day.
Yeah, it came out like a day too late.
After the awards, yeah.
I mean, even if it came out. Sorry.
Is that my fart? Is that what just did that?
No, okay. It's just I'm glad. Kind of congested, so I'm trying to power through this. And I forgot what I was going to say, so.
It came out too late.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I think it can be in the running for next year Game of the Year. I doubt it. I don't know. Like, how, I think it'll get overlooked, but
yeah, we'll see.
But it's great. It's definitely worth it.
Yeah.
Agreed. This year and last year, man, for video games, they were crazy.
Terrible.
It was crazy.
I can't wait until video games stop coming
like,
out.
Like last year, we had Zelda, Mario Odyssey, and Horizon. This year we had Spider-Man, God of War, Red Dead, and Smash. Like, come on.
And?
Sea of Thieves.
And?
Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Atlas.
Oh. I'm still on the fence about Assassin's Creed Odyssey, but we don't have to get into that right now.
Yeah, we don't have time.
I know. We have 8 minutes.
All right, so I think we'll just wrap it up here.
Yeah, it's fine.
Thanks for listening, folks. Appreciate it. And like I said, if you hear the sponsor thing, I don't know if we're going to put before or after the episode, but we'll see. But feel free to just keep listening and giving us 2 cents.
Two cents. So Matt can get all the fajitas with no beans.
Exactly.
That he wants.
Yes. All right. But thanks for listening, folks.
Thanks, guys.
Peace.